That beautiful Arizona morning to you all. This just can't be a prettier time of year, and it's my favorite garden time of the year. I love having salad, lettuces, spinaches, carrots, broccolis, and you just pick what you need for that night, so it's always fresh and you never have to worry about it going bad. Mm-hmm. And just pick a little bit here and there.
And you can have more than one. You know, if you start running a little low, you can sow another crop. You can have multiple crops of most all of the things you mentioned, you know, because it's such a long season. You know, starts in late September, early October, planting-wise. You could be harvesting by now if you planted early. You could be sowing another crop of leafy and root-type crops, and you can have them coming on clear into even early June sometimes before it finally gets too hot for those. So, you know, that's the nice thing about it.
And my successful crops usually don't come until the second planting, which is usually Thanksgiving weekend. I'll plant early September, and it does okay.
It's so hot. Yeah.
I plant again at Thanksgiving, and that's the one that just explodes.
Yep. Yeah, that we find that with a lot of people. It's just, you know, either A, it's just too hot, B, soil didn't get prepared well enough, and they kind of get the bug because we have a couple of nice days. You got to remember that soil's still hot, which is why it makes it such a great time to plant trees and shrubs, is the soil is still real warm and the air is cooling. So you get this incubator effect for the roots for trees and shrubs. Great time to do those. But a number of people, even with bedding plants and flowers, they jump the gun a little bit. Plant still too hot. Soil wasn't quite prepared well enough. So by the time they redo it a time or two, the soil's perfect and the weather's perfect, and they've actually tilled the soil a couple of times and worked, good organic compost and material into the soil, and then boom. You know, it's kind of everything comes together at the perfect time of year.
And what's better while you're out there gardening, especially if you've got your kids out there, than to enjoy wildlife? And we actually have a special guest on the line, David Mizajewski of the National Wildlife Federation. They have a new catalog out that's only online, but he's going to join us to tell us about it, just in our ongoing effort to help bring a quality of life to you and the outdoors. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Tell us what the National Wildlife Federation is working on.
So we've got a long-standing program called the Garden for Wildlife program, where we try to help people do things in their yards and their gardens that are a little bit more environmentally friendly and that actually help to restore habitat for wildlife, like birds and butterflies and some of the other smaller animals that, you know, can happily live in our backyards and our cities and towns. And so as part of that program, for the holiday season, we have just launched something called the Garden for Wildlife Gift Guide. The whole goal here is to, again, make it easier for people to provide some habitat for wildlife and attract them to their yard. And so with the Garden for Wildlife Gift Guide, I, as NWF naturalist, went and helped pick a whole series of products that are going to help provide the four basic elements of habitat, which are food, water, cover, and places for the wildlife to raise their young.
One of the favorite things in that catalog is something I have keep saying, well, I'll get around to that, is making a bat homes. We've got
absolutely
a ton of bats in Arizona, and their guano is incredible for the fertilizer, and I've got a section in the back that's covered with bats anyway. If I could just get them all living in these homes, I could collect that. And that was the first thing I noticed scrolling through the catalog is, hey, here's someone that's making it easy for me.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, when it comes to putting up a bat house, you know, not all models are created equally. And I think a lot of people are frustrated when they do get a bat house because oftentimes they don't work. And a large part of the reason for that is that they're not really built to the proper spec in order to actually make the bats feel comfortable. So the bat box that we have in the Garden for Wildlife Gift Guide is built to, you know, the right specifications. So, you know, it's tall enough, it's wide enough, it's got a little landing platform so that, you know, the bats will actually come in and use it.
And then y'all actually can get the listener, the homeowner can engage so much that they could actually turn their backyard into a designated wildlife area?
Absolutely, yeah. So with the National Wildlife Federation's Garden for Wildlife program, part of what we do is we'll recognize your yard or any other garden space as a certified wildlife habitat. And again, what you have to do is provide those four elements of habitat: food, water, cover, and places to raise young. And when you do that, you can go onto our website, and you know, we've got an application form where you can kind of tell us how you're providing those things. And if you meet the basic requirements, we'll add your yard onto our national list of certified wildlife habitats. You get a little certificate. You get a membership to National Wildlife Federation when you do that, which gets you a subscription to National Wildlife Magazine. When you have a certified habitat, you can also get one of our really cool yard signs to sort of stick out and really announce to the world that I care about wildlife and I'm doing something to help restore habitat for them. And people really love to be able to put those signs out. But honestly, at the end of the day, people go through the certification process, I think, because, you know, it's nice to get a little bit of recognition from a wildlife conservation organization, but people do it mostly because they want to help the wildlife. And that's really like the amazing thing about it.
And so
bringing it back to the gift guide, the items in the gift guide, again, are designed according to those requirements. So we make it really, really easy. If you don't know, you know, how to provide cover for wildlife, which is sort of like shelter, we've got winter roosting boxes where birds can go in to get out of the cold in the winter. We've got toad abodes. We've got squirrel houses. So, you know, if you're not sure how to provide one of those elements of habitat, the Garden for Wildlife gift guide just makes it super easy.
And where would I find that online?
So if you go to, you can go directly to the catalog, which, as you mentioned, is online only. You go to shopnws.org/gardenforwildlife, and that'll take you right to the catalog. It's sort of a really cool technology called like a flip page technology. So it actually looks like a...
I apologize, Dave. I hit the wrong button. We're wrapping up. But yes, that is shopnws.org. Great online catalog there. And when we're talking gift giving, well, great way to bring wildlife in your backyard.